Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. In the gospel story, there are three groups of people I'd like to talk about today. There are the defenders, the groupies, and the wannabes. First, we'll talk about the defenders. These were James and John. You remember the story how Jesus, it said, has set his face to Jerusalem. That meant he was determined to go to Jerusalem. And we know that the end of his life, the determination was to be crucified. And because he was going through the town of the Samaritans, he had asked for their hospitality. But they saw that he was going to Jerusalem. They figured to worship. And the Samaritans and the Jews had this rivalry about where worship should take place. So when they found that he was just passing through to go to Jerusalem, they said, "No, we're not going to receive you." James and John were quite upset with this snub. So they say to the Prince of Peace, "You know, we could call fire down on them. Why don't we just set the place on fire? You know, you can call fire down and consume them." That's a great thing to ask Jesus to do, isn't it? They were the defenders of the faith. Jesus was snubbed, and they were going to take care of these people for Jesus' sake. Now, we might not be as violent as they are, but aren't there times that we feel we need to defend the faith? And so when we think that the faith has been somehow blasphemed, we start to argue. Because after all, doesn't God need to be defended? The great God of the universe cannot defend himself, can he? So we have to get up and defend the faith. And what happens when we are defensive and angry? Who wins? In Galatians, we sometimes skip over the fact. It talks about the works of the flesh, and we like to read about fornication and impurity and licentiousness and idolatry and sorcery because we don't do any of that. But then the next list is a little close to home. Enmities, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, and dissensions. The only way we defend our faith is through love. That's the only defense. Because when we love, no one can fight against that. When we are passionate about people and we draw people in, that's how we win. We can't defend by quarreling. We defend by our gracious activities. This week, someone was asking me about that because I've had some go-rounds with folks, not in this church, but people who think that they need to defend the faith by being really dogmatic. And so someone asked, "How do you put up with that?" And I'll give you this slogan, and you can use it as you will. And I say to them, "I'm going to be Jesus whether it kills me or not." Sometimes we just have to be Jesus. And the Prince of Peace does not call fire down. He embraces in love. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. So the next time you want to defend the faith, the next time someone puts you on the defensive, remember, the Prince of Peace talks about overcoming in love. Then we have the groupies. There was a guy who ran up to Jesus all excited. He probably was swept up with the emotion of seeing Jesus and seeing his disciples around him. Perhaps he had heard about all the healings and the wonderful things. So he gushes, "I'll go with you wherever you go." And Jesus said, oh yeah? I'm homeless. It's almost like you hear the crickets chirping after that. Nothing is said. I'm sure the man just turned around and walked away. It's one thing to get caught up in the emotion of the moment, but then you find out that your great leader is homeless, which by implication means I'm going to have to be homeless. I don't think I want that. The groupies. Then there's the wannabes. These are the people who want to follow Christ, but what they want to do first is take care of their own business. And they said, Lord, you know, I have some loose ends that I want to clean up first, and then I'll follow you. And Jesus says something quite harsh, and I never understood it. He said, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Those are strong words. And what I believe they mean is that when we're looking back, we're giving up. That the Christian walk is one of tenaciousness. If a farmer is plowing and they take their hand off the plow, now I'm not a farmer, but from what I understand that could be disastrous for crops, that you have to keep a focus in order to have success. And it's the same thing with the Christian life. There are many times that we can give up. We can give up on ourselves, we can give up on people, we can say this is too difficult. But what is required is tenaciousness. I'm going to tell you a story that I heard this week. It's a wonderful story, and it's set in South Africa. A man went to Robben's Island, which is the former prison camp, and now it's turned into a museum and a tourist destination. And he heard this story from one of a former prisoner. A lot of the former prisoners are now docents at Robben's Island and tell the story of their struggle. Well, this man said that he was sent to Robben's Island at age 14. Now, they didn't send juveniles to Robben's Island. He lied about his age so he could be sent there. And he did a terrible thing. His crime was that he blew up a post office. And so he gets to Robben's Island, and this kid is so proud of the fact that he blew up this post office, that he was part of the resistance, and he was walking around like big man on campus. And he talked about wherever he went, he told the inmates there that he blew up that post office, and when he got out, he was going to continue to fight against apartheid. That is, until two older men came to him and said to him, "You will not boast about what you did. Violence will not win this war. Peace will." One of those men was Nelson Mandela, who spent decades in prison. And they went on to say, "We do not regard this place as a prison. It's a training ground for peace. And we all know the story that he was let go in prison and he became the leader of South Africa. What a challenge for us to turn the prisons that we have in our own souls, in our families, in this community, into a training ground of peace. Challenge you this week that when someone puts you on the defensive, be like Jesus, even if it's going to kill you. Challenge you this week when you feel trapped and in prison, to turn that prison ground into peace. We don't want to be a defender, a groupie, or a wannabe. We want to be faithful followers of Christ. Let us pray. To be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask is to be like him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, all I ask is to be like him. Lord, we ask that you would baptize us with your spirit of love and graciousness and peace, so that we can extend that same graciousness to all those we meet.